Okay, Gadol story of the year. So the story is like this. There was a student, his name is Rav Hirschsprung, in the Chochmei Lublin Yeshiva. And they're very stark there. And he was going to collect funds for the yeshiva that we all know Daf Yomi emerged from. And he went to see the Gadol Hador of Chaim Oizer Grudzinski to get a letter of support so that people would give money to the yeshiva. Chaim Oizer was like very, very supportive. He wrote a letter, then he rewrote it, and then he rewrote it again just to show how much he supported the cause. And then while they were schmoozing, they started talking in Taita. And both of them were super duper geniuses. So Chaim Oizer would quote a Gemara, and this rabbi would quote back and back and forth and back and forth. They would know all these Gemaras and Midrashim by heart, until there was a big crowd of people who were watching as these Talmudic giants were battling it out. And then at a certain point, one of them said, there's a Gemara in Yoma. And Rav Hirschsprung, the student in Lublin, said, I think it's on Daf, I'm pretty sure it's on Daf Memches. And Rav Chaim Moser said, no, it's on Memtes. I'm pretty sure Memches. No, I'm sure it's Memtes. So Rav Hirschsprung says, let's just look it up. And then we'll see who's right. And at this point, everyone's staring, who's going to win? And Rav Chaim Moser says, no, it's okay, never mind. It's okay, let it be. I'm an old man, you have a sharp mind. I don't want to be embarrassed by it. You're probably right. So he said, okay, fine. And he didn't look it up, and he let it go, and the conversation ended. And then a few weeks later, Rav Chaim Moser passed away. And this Rav Hirschsprung ended up looking it up eventually, and he realized that he was wrong. Rav Chaim Moser was right. It was on Daf Mem Pet. But what? Rav Chaim Moser didn't want to embarrass this young man in front of everyone. Everyone was watching. He knew he was right, but he didn't want to embarrass the young lad. So it's a gewaldic story, in my opinion, because it shows that he put this Gadol Hador, put humility, put himself on second, and put others first. He didn't want to embarrass another person. So we should be zochah to have humility. We should maybe during these times think if maybe we embarrassed somebody, maybe we hurt someone's feelings, if we were too arrogant, if we put pride before somebody else's feelings, it's a good time to reflect and do tshuva. It's also Shabbos tshuva. There's a minhag to go and hear a drasha from a rav, so it's a great thing. And if you don't have a chance to do that, certainly make extra time to learn from a sefer so you can be going to derech l'taira. Anyone who wants is invited to a breakfast. And we're going to talk about tshuva, how to practically manifest tshuva in our lives during these Aseret Yom Tshuva. Have a great Shabbat.